I love our call today with Matt Smith because, Matt, y'all's organization, to say is on the rise is a little bit of an understatement. But, you know, just over the past 12 months, you guys have absolutely been on a tear. And I'm excited to have you on so that other people out there, if they're brand new or if they've been here for a couple of years, they can hear what it is that you're doing, hopefully implement a few things, maybe make some necessary changes. Always check with your upline first, obviously. But make some necessary changes in themselves that will allow them to kind of compete on the same level in which you guys are doing. So welcome to the call, man.
We got some hitters on the call, too, Brandon. We got
I'm glad,
Nate,
man.
We got Nate and Marlon.
Man, you guys better be taking some notes.
We got like MVPs of the year this past year on the call today. So, Matt, appreciate you being on.
We appreciate you. Yeah, definitely appreciate you guys asking us to be on. And before we get into the topic, I just want to say how much gratitude that I personally have to you guys for not only the leadership and the system. Everyone that comes into Symmetry is looking for change. I think if everyone had what they wanted, they wouldn't be here. But, you know, when we first met you guys 2 years ago, Brad and I were at the worst place in our life, financially, emotionally. And since then, you know, fast forward 2 years, we are both at the best place in our entire life. And we owe most of that to you guys for the system that you've put together. And if you're just getting started, guys, this is the best time to be getting started because the last 5 years, you know, Symmetry's had some growing pains. They put systems in place. And now you're getting started when we're going to go through the most explosive growth the company's ever seen. So it couldn't be a better time. And that's really who we're talking to in this conference, in this call today. Are the new people getting started. And the reason we wanted to talk to you guys is because we are, as a company, going through more growth right now than we've ever experienced before. With all the post-conference blitzes that are going on, there are more people being recruited right now than ever before. And so we're going to be talking to you guys on this call. If you're getting started, you know, the first of the year till now, this call's for you. And the title may sound a little cheesy, you know, may turn your dreams into reality, but the reality is that is why we're here. We have dreams, and we want to know, okay, how do we take those dreams and make them a reality? You know, when Brad and I first got started, and some of you that have been in the company, you know our story, but if you're just getting started here, Brad and I, we had a company that was very successful. And because of the downturn, you know, 2008, 2009, 2010, we just couldn't hang on. And by the time we finally shut our doors in 2012, we shut our doors with close to $1 million of debt, $250,000 we were personally liable for, tens of thousands of dollars of credit card debt. And everyone around us was telling us, you need to clear bankruptcy. There's no way you're going to get those bills paid. You don't even have a way of making money right now. And we didn't know how we were going to do it, but I was determined not to declare bankruptcy because that was my motivation. That was what I was, that was the whole dream was not only to get out of debt, but to provide the life to my family that they deserved. And because of Symmetry, because of the system, because of the leadership, we were able to pay off our last piece of debt October of this last year. 18 months. From the day we started, 18 months later, all that, it was paid off. And to the point, I wish Brad could be on the call. He's on a plane right now flying out to Portland to do the post-conference push with Marshall Whalen and Dick Sylvester. But he would tell you that he's to the point, he just bought his wife a new SUV, which prior to that, she'd never even owned a vehicle with power windows. And he bought a brand new, fully loaded SUV. They're just getting ready to move into their brand new home that they just built, custom home, on 2.5 acres, they're getting ready to move in the next month. And six figures cash in the bank. So if you're listening to this call right now and you're wondering if Symmetry can provide those dreams, the answer is absolutely yes. But in order to achieve those dreams, you have to have your expectations right. What are you expecting to get out of symmetry? And we need to inspect what we expect. So what do you expect? You know, some people expect to get their bills paid. They expect to get their car payment made. They expect to get their mortgage paid. And that's great. And you're going to get what you expect. Worse yet, some people come into symmetry and they expect for it to not work. They expect to lose, expect to fail. And unfortunately, they also get what they expect. And then you get other people that expect to win, and they expect to win big. And that's why I'm so excited to have the people on the call today that we do, because it's one thing to achieve your dreams, but it's a whole nother thing to help others achieve their dreams. And because of the dreams that you're achieving, it's bringing on more people because they see that it's real. They see if this guy can win, I can win. And so I'm really excited to bring on my partner. And guys, if you're brand new, some people think they have to know it all. They have to know the products before they can win at this thing. And that's what I love about this next gentleman is that he's shown us what's possible as a brand new agent, never sold insurance, no experience in the past, and coming in and doing $50,000 a month, or his first month, very first month, selling insurance. In his first 7 weeks, $80,000 of insurance that he sold, $40,000 commission deposit in his bank in his first 7 weeks with zero experience. His first 12 months, going back and forth with Ashley Jones between number one and number two in the entire company, and also one of the fastest growing agencies in the company, Nate Offer. Are you on the call?
I am. I appreciate that, Matt. It's funny you give me such an awesome introduction when, in actuality, you and Paul Honeycutt and Brad and Edward did $50,000 your first month, and all I did was drive the car and pay my cell phone bill and call and set the appointments. And I know people say, oh, you're just saying to be humble, but in reality, guys, I had no idea in terms of what mortgage protection was, insurance. I mean, I remember cramming for that test and going license coach, and Jenny was definitely not my friend. Every time she popped up, I wanted to smack her in the head because I was just like, this is so hard, this is so difficult, and I consider myself to be, you know, not book smart, but fairly street smart, and it was just so out of my element. It was so not what I understood, it's not what I expected, and I remember you guys just saying, hey, relax, and I know right now we have this fast-track training, and I think it's so viable and so important that when people do get their login, to be able to go through that while they're going through license coach, because that license coach, even to me, was overwhelming about getting this insurance license, and do I need to learn all this stuff, and do I need to know all this stuff, and having this fast-track now for someone to be able to go through there, and the way that you, Casey, and Brandon, and Brian, and all the people that were involved, I'm sure more than just you three were involved in creating that structure for us. It just, like we talked about in the air call, it just takes this huge monumental task and this, you know, hey, we got to climb this mountain, and you guys just make it so simple to go, here's what you got to know. Here's how we do this. Here's how we do that. Here's how we get promoted. You know, giving them the idea of time freedom versus just, you know, going out there and writing business on yourself. And you know, I'll say it over and over and over again, all I did was plug into the system. I was smart enough to put my ego in my back pocket. Yeah, I had great success in the past in my previous company, but I also had 10 times more failures to go along with the great success I had. I mean, it took me 15, 20 years of grinding it and looking for different opportunities and attaching my wagon to the wrong horses, so to speak, and they were always going off a cliff, and I was so apprehensive getting involved with symmetry because, you know, I believed in you and I believed in you and your brother, but I didn't know who Brandon and Casey were. I didn't know who Edward was or Lynn Watkins or, you know, Marshall Whale. I started getting in trouble saying names, and Ben Safety Porter did my first boot camp, and I listened to him do his first phone call. And, you know, I was very, I don't want to say judgmental, but I was so apprehensive as, do I want to invest my time, energy, and effort into something if it's not with the right group of people? And I know people, you know, Brad asked me, he's like, what do we want to talk about? I said, I don't know. I said, you know, we could talk about what we do, but now that's taken care of with the fast track training. I mean, there's not much really to talk about in terms of, you know, activity, you know, and doing the things that symmetry says to do. And I think most of you guys, you know, we keep hearing activity, 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 but I think really is turning your dreams into reality, whether it be with symmetry or, you know, a lot of us have been talked out of our dreams. You know, it's like growing up, I was always told you can't do this and you can't do that, and take your head out of your clouds and put your feet back on the ground, and who do you think you are? And unfortunately, a lot of the people that we're surrounded by and our friends and family, even though they mean the best, a lot of those are the dream stealers, because they don't want to see you get hurt. They don't want to see you go out there and try something and fail, because maybe they've gone in the past and tried something and failed. They want to bring you back to reality. And, you know, the topic of the call, turning dreams into reality, is that my reality is what I create. And having a vehicle such as Symmetry, where you really can not only leverage the ability where we're dealing with clients and customers who are requesting our product, but to be able to build a team effectively and find people who also are dissatisfied. And that's why I always say, you know, when we're looking for people to introduce to Symmetry, I'm always looking for someone who's dissatisfied. Doesn't mean they have to be satisfied with their marriage or dissatisfied with who they are as a person, but somewhere in their life they have a dissatisfaction, whether it be time, whether it be money, whether it be, you know, the ability to travel because of their job, they make great money and maybe have some time on the weekends, but they don't have the ability to go out and travel. And, you know, finding what they're dissatisfied with and really relentlessly working to help them achieve what it is that they're looking to achieve. And their dreams may be totally different than what the dream I have in this company. And the success I have, guys, it's having the mentorship and the leadership that we all have the ability to have, and every one of you guys I've yet to meet. I've looked very hard, but, you know, from Brian Delaney all across the advisory board to try to find a hole or try to find out, are these people really who they say they are? And it's just, I don't want to call it a miracle, but to me it's a miracle. Being involved in so many different businesses in the last 20 years and just getting let down by who people really are. And I think that belief has really helped spearhead the faith and the commitment and the urgency on my part of building something that we are ready to go through this explosive growth stage. And, you know, none of us would have the success that we have without the team of people that we have. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, myself and Matt and Brad and I always really focus on, and we always realize that don't forget where you came from or you're headed on your way back. And it's very easy to get an ego very quickly with the amount of recognition that, you know, Brandon and Casey give out so freely to the top producers. And it's very easy to think, oh, I've arrived now. And, you know, I'm very, very adamant about not forgetting where I came from. You know, I never graduated college, and I used to wait tables for a living, and I lived in my car, and I was broke many, 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 many years. And the minute you kind of forget that, you become unrelatable with people. And finding people in your organization that have that same drive and that same passion and the same, you know, goals to change their life and to go out and really accomplish their dreams is really what drives our organization right now. I mean, I think of one of them right now on the phone, who's a gentleman, and I don't want to take his story because I want him to kind of share his story with you guys. Didn't have success in his life. He was just at a point where he wasn't satisfied. He was looking for something else. He was dissatisfied with certain things in his life and his account in terms of financial freedom, I guess you would call it. And he actually got introduced to the company through his good friend Marlon Faulkner, and I wanted to kind of bring him on real quick so you can hear about some of the things he's been doing, guys, and the success that he's having and how, you know, Symmetry really has made a huge impact in his life. And Derek Brock, are you on the phone?
I am.
Hey, Derek, let's kind of share your story real quick about what's going on with you and how you got introduced to Symmetry and what's happening today less than 12 months later.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, first of all, I got to let you know, I feel like a junior high kid being asked to speak to a room of PhDs. Following you guys, I have so much overwhelming respect and appreciation for all that you guys have done for me, because you are changing my family's story because of what you have put in place for us, the opportunity, the leading by example in terms of work ethic, humility, willingness to learn, willingness to follow a proven system, a proven game plan, and our life is changing. We can now see the end in sight of the kind of the treadmill that we've been on. Our backstory is I was in youth ministry full time in Oklahoma City when I got a phone call. My dad had been diagnosed with cancer, and it was one of those immediately bad type of diagnoses. And so we pulled up stakes and moved back up to Northeast Oklahoma, to help run my dad's trophy and screen printing business that I had grown up in. And so, unfortunately, my dad did not really, you know, my idea was to come back and help him until he gets back up, able to run it himself again, and then we'll go from there. But he never really got back up. He died 22 months after diagnosis. And he died and left my mom with a business that she couldn't run, couldn't manage on her own. And the only death protection he had in place was a decreasing term policy that he had taken out through a previous job. And he just knew he had some protection. He didn't really know what he had. And but it was a decreasing term policy that left my mom with, by the time he died, left my mom with a $7,000 payout. Obviously, that didn't go real far. So we were blessed to be in a position to be able to buy the business from my mom, take that off of her, and make sure she was taken care of, and at the same time have a business that we could take and grow. And that's not at all trying to paint us, you know, myself as a hero in that situation. We were excited. It was a win-win deal. It's been very good for us, but it also, you know, allowed us to take care of our mom. So, So I quickly fell in love, Nate, with the concept of business ownership and understood the power of, you know, even in a traditional business, if I'm not making the money I need to make, well, go fix it. Go make more money. Go do something to grow your business and make the money you need to make. And that's very empowering. And basically, you know, that didn't take long. That experience ruined me for the concept of ever being an employee again. Because I love the opportunity to control my financial situation. And so the trouble with that was I quickly found myself painted into a corner because of the direct inseparable correlation in traditional business ownership of the more my business grew, the more time it demanded of me. And so I found myself, yes, my financial situation was increasing, was improving, but my time situation was getting consistently worse. And that was the quandary, because I have kids who are, you know, basically I call my kids, you know, calendars with legs. You can see time going by watching your kids' lives go by, and missing things stinks. So I got very motivated to fix the time problem. And so, you know, in that, you know, I wanted to find, you know, how can I, you know, find a way to compound my time while not sacrificing income. So I basically saw, you know, Marlon was a friend before Symmetry, and I saw Marlon go from beyond broke to quickly attaining wealth and setting himself up for a whole new lifestyle and a whole new slate of opportunities that he can provide for his wife and kids. And I've seen his life change over the last 12 months and seen him come alive with an opportunity in his dream, finally having a vehicle to allow his dreams to become reality. And after I let him, I watched him get started, and I let him show me, okay, exactly how does this work? This looks like a fantastic plan. I'm going to keep my eye on you. And if this works the way it looks like it should, this is my answer. And so right out a year ago, I went to Dallas for a boot camp that Marlon told me about, basically said, hey, you need to come to this, and you will see if this is for you or not. We know now he knew this was for me. He just wanted me to see it for myself. So I went to Dallas, came home from that, told my wife, this is our answer. I'm doing this. I'm going all in. But, again, the problem was, what time do I have to put into it? So with my time constraints, I just made up my mind to I'm going to do what I can to learn. They've got a fantastic training system in place. I'm going to learn, and I'm going to start recruiting right away. Because when Edward Pritchett makes a statement that my biggest regret is that I didn't start recruiting quicker, and Edward is where he is, then, it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, hark, maybe I ought to start recruiting now. And so I simply put Marlon in touch with sharp people, understanding that quality people know quality people, and that when you have a winning system, winners will show up if you do the work. And so that's pretty much, you know, a snapshot of where I was, and I'm just now beginning to really, you know, get some activity personally and get in the field like I want to. I've been working on getting things in place with my traditional business to allow me to get out the door and those sorts of things. So that's pretty much, you know, where we're at. Just to tell you where we are specifically, what's happened in the last month is I managed to, with the help of my mentors and the system that's in place, I got some quality people started who saw the value in going to Atlanta and seeing for themselves what this thing's really all about. So I got 15 people to Atlanta last month, and coming out of that, the guys in Kansas City, Chris Page, the Deepmans made the trip up there, Adam Lohman, those guys came out of that with February 26th, the Blitz in Kansas City, you know, in their crosshairs, and they made a commitment, we're going to fill that room with sharp people and just turn it loose. And that's what they did. We had over 30 people at that Blitz in Kansas City. And as a result, coming out of that, the first 2 weeks of this month, my business is over $50,000 in APV. So our February 26th is our day that we will always look back to. Our life changed that day because we got quality people in an environment with you, Nate, and Brad Smith was there, and Edward was there, Marlon Faulkner. You get people in front of just to sit under the tutelage of leaders like you guys, and then you just kind of sit back and watch them go. And it's just a fantastic life changing opportunity for us. And I'm grateful for the rest of my life for what you've allowed my family to experience in advance. How our life is changing and the opportunities we're going to have to now go pursue the things that matter to us in terms of ministry and community impact. This is our solution to the time, money conundrum, and we just couldn't be more lit up about it.
Well, that's awesome to hear. And I know you were telling me earlier that I think you got people in contracting and taking license coach or getting contracted in over 11 states right now and around 50 people. Is that about right?
That's right.
Oh, that's awesome. And you said something to me the other day which really had an impact on me when you came home from that event from Kansas City and you said something to your wife or your wife said something to you. What was that you were telling me the other day?
Well, I just, you know, I told my wife that, you know, that this is the real deal. I said a lot of different things. I apologize if I'm not giving you what you're fishing for in terms of a particular comment. Because we're so excited, I'm just overflowing with excitement, and that the exciting thing is my wife sees it now, and she's never been negative, but it's really becoming real to us that this is happening, and we're just a few months away from being free in terms of time and money, free from my trophy shop, so that I can pursue this full tilt and just help my team grow. And
that's exactly what you were saying. You said your wife gave you a hug and said, "One more busy season and we're free." And
that's it. Yeah.
And I'm sitting here. I get chill bumps hearing your story, and I'm sitting here thinking about, wow, what an impact. And if it wasn't for Brandon and Casey and Brian Pope and Lynn Watkins, and I know that I was talking with Brandon the other day, he was telling me they were out in the field for two and a half years, I think it was, because they said they had to be out in the field, and even Edward Pritchett blazing this trail, and we owe so much to the people that were in the beginning when it was hard and it wasn't simple, and didn't know when leads were coming, didn't have data history, didn't have all the stuff that we have now, and for them to stick with it and to make this company what it is, and, you know, putting the concession stands on the side of the road as we run the marathon, so to speak, because this is not a race, it is a marathon. Our goal is to finish, and to have the success that you're having, even with the limited time that you had, you know, you just followed the system and you did what you were told to do in terms of, you know, start building an agency, start bringing people in now, do what you can when you get some leads, go meet the people that you can meet, And to have that happen in the last 60 days is just phenomenal. I know real quick, I have a lady who is a big part of that. And my wife and I, when Edward and Matt and Brad and I were in Kansas City, and one of the awesome things about you guys putting this post-conference blitzes together, it gives us the opportunity not only to go out and you know, introduce new people, but to really get to know the people that are part of your team. A lot of times they're scattered across the country, and you know, you have phone calls, and to put a face with the voice, so to speak. But in between, after our post-conference blitz, we had a chance to sit down with this couple and really get to know them. And this is really is what excites me about getting out of bed in the morning and working hard and blazing a trail and making sure not to give up or buy people's excuses, because the story that they have and what they're even accomplishing is just amazing. And again, this lady's had tremendous success. I'll let her tell her background real quick. And, you know, they fell in some rough times, and again, Symmetry was there for them. But Jennifer Deaton, are you on the phone?
I am.
Why don't you share with these lovely folks real quick about your background and how you found Symmetry and where you guys are at right now.
Absolutely, and I just appreciate so much, Nate, the investment that you've made in our lives. It's been life-altering, and what you've invested your time, your knowledge, and it's helped us so much. And I know that I come from a very varied background, but I have spent the last 5 or 6 years of my life being the direct support to the Director of Health Information Management, as well as the office manager of an 80-member team of a very well-known, nationally known children's hospital. I had a tremendous amount of responsibility on my shoulders, and I loved that job. It compensated me very well. It was over 50% of our household income, and one day that all came crashing down. As I was heading home from work, I was in a very severe car accident and suffered a traumatic brain injury that not only did it hospitalize me, but I ended up with cognitive impairments. I was unable to walk very well. My balance was off. I had to use a cane. If you put a fork in front of my face or a spoon, I knew what it was in my head but could not verbally convey that. I could not get words to come out. Short-term memory loss. I spent months in physical therapy, speech therapy, myofascial therapy, all of those things. I've been able to gain back a lot of what I lost, but I'm significantly permanently have some damage that causes chronic pain and fatigue. So that said, it also hit our bank account pretty hard. We lost that income, and we had nothing in place to replace it. No disability of any kind. I was immediately missing work, you know, not able to work again. So that took 50% of our income in addition to all of the medical bills that have hit that we still get. And so we were drowning and drowning quickly and couldn't see our way out of it. Of course, my husband, being the wonderful guy that he is, he said, "Don't worry, you just need to rest and I will fix this. I'll figure something out." And he immediately took on more shifts, working 50, 60 hours a week at the hospital. He works in radiology as a rad tech, but it was also draining him very quickly. And then one day, our car broke down on top of everything else, and we called a friend to come and pick him up. And that friend was Chris Page, and he began telling Tim about Symmetry and what it had done for him. And Tim very quickly latched on. He's not a person to waffle over decisions. He very quickly makes up his mind if something is going to be the right thing to do. He very quickly made his mind up, and I think within days he had signed up, completed his contracting paperwork, and was studying on the license coach. He got his license within 1 to 2 weeks, I think, of signing up with Symmetry, and has been doing that ever since. But he just latched on to the people, the quality of people in this organization, and we both surround ourselves with quality people, people who know what they're doing and have success and speak positively, and that was one of the things that really drew us to the people in this organization. And so since then, we came to the conference in Atlanta, and at that point at the conference in Atlanta, I think we had talked, you know, to maybe 4 or 5 people that we had on our team who came to the conference there. But we left that conference that morning. We had a 12-hour drive back, and I was in an intense amount of pain. but we wanted to use our time wisely. And so when we got in the car, I think 8 or 9 o'clock that morning, we pulled out the laptop, we pulled out the iPad, we pulled out the phones and the Bluetooth, we pulled out our pen and paper, and we made a list. And we literally spent that 12-hour time driving back from Atlanta to Kansas City, calling, emailing, talking. I think by the time we got back, Tim could barely speak because he'd talked the whole drive back to different people. And within 1 month's time from Atlanta, we've gone from 5 people to we have 23, I believe, who have contracted with Symmetry and are either already licensed or getting their license. And then we have 5 more prospects that are currently getting ready to sign up. So it's just been tremendous growth for us. And there's no words, actually, to convey what Symmetry's done for us. So that's kind of our story.
Well, you're oh, man, you got me. This is the only way to get Nate off of here. Knowing who you are and hearing the story of what Tim has been going through and the hours he's working, it just, oh, it gives me such another, I guess, power of motivation to keep doing what we're doing, because I know you guys are weeks away from him being able to move into Symmetry now more on a full-time basis and cut his hours at work. And he was telling me the amount of medical bills and the insurance and the silly mistake that his company and the actual money he was bringing home.
I think we're losing you, Nate.
Yeah, Nate, maybe get in a better spot. I think we're losing reception there.
I'd probably go try to stand on your roof, maybe. That tends to work for me. Be careful, though.
Is that better, Brennan?
Yeah, are you on the roof already? That's quick.
Yeah, I'm on the roof already, so I got up there real quick. So. But what really this comes down to, like we talk about, and I think it's the power of one. I don't know if it's you, Brandon, or Casey. You guys always talk about one person can change your business. And, you know, this gentleman I'm going to bring on, I'm going to wrap up the call. And you guys can hear me okay right now?
Yeah.
Okay. It is somebody who has become a family to me. And, you know, he tried other companies, and he tried other opportunities that I was involved with without any success. And failed at them, and even was in a little bit of the insurance industry with Aflac and didn't do so well with that because he was knocking on doors and family, friends, relatives, everything we always talk about. And he didn't have a super shot out of the gate with Symmetry. He brought a lot of bad habits with him. But once he started to really take hold of it, and I know he talked about, you know, getting a hold of the book of the month and plugging into conference calls, which I think is so important, having people on these calls. And once he started to really just let everything go and start following the system that you guys already put in place, the amount of success that he had in a handful of months, being recognized as one of the top 10, you know, rising stars in the company, and then going from there to doing over $500,000 in his organization in the next handful of months and hitting the manager level. And I think his team's right over, you know, where he's at. I think they'll probably hit about $150,000, $170,000, $175,000 this month. And because of him, we found the Derek Brocks and the Chris Pages and the Deekmans, and we could probably spend 5 hours on the phone tonight spotlighting story after story after story after story of people that are part of our organization who have just plugged into what you guys created. And if Marlon Faulkner, if you're there, I'd like you to kind of bring us home here.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, Nate?
We can hear you.
Okay. I'm just so grateful for Symmetry, for the system that Brian Pope and Brandon and Casey put in place 5 years ago, not knowing those men, to Edward getting started and Paul Honeycutt, and when Matt and Brad got started, Nate, they brought you to this opportunity, Nate, and I'm still kind of shaken up by Jim Deekman's story, because we don't know the power of what we do, whose lives we're going to change. And I'm so grateful for you, Nate, for giving me an opportunity to get on the phone, the opportunity to be in this business and to change my family, to change me as a person. I'm still changing as a person, but because of the mentorship, my wife told me the other day, if anybody besides Nate Alford would have recruited you, you wouldn't have made it. But he won't buy your excuses. And so I'm always grateful for you for not buying my excuses. And sometimes it's tough. I get off the phone, I want to give excuses, and you won't take them. I'll throw my phone and go pout for a few seconds, and I'll go pick it up and get back to business. But I love this company. I love what it's doing for people's lives, not just our clients, but for every person on the phone who's going out riding business and wanting to change their lives. You know, we as human beings, we have something that no other animal has. We have this thing called imagination. And that's the one thing that I've always stuck at the forefront of my life is my imagination. That I didn't want to be average. I've never wanted to be average. It's easy to be average. And I knew I never wanted to be that, but that's always what I got because of the bad habits that I had, because of the people that I surrounded myself with. Nate, you had invited me to do another business with you that I failed tremendously, and I still scratch my head. Then why would you ever call me again to do something when you knew I didn't have the success, but you saw something in me that I didn't see in myself? And so what I did was almost divorced a year and a half ago. I wasn't even living at home when you called me to get to watch this video and about symmetry. And I started to watch this video and I started crying because I realized that if half of what this video said was true, I wanted a piece of it. Because, guys, people are hurting out there. I was in pain. I didn't have my wife. I didn't have my kids. I didn't have money. I felt almost suicidal because I wasn't a man, I didn't feel like. I felt like I was a shell of a human being. But like Danny Young says, I'm a human becoming now. And what I did was I took that pain and I embraced it. I took that pain and I allowed it to take me to greatness. I allowed that pain to take me where I was to where I wanted to be. I took that pain and allowed it to take me and look at my imagination and say, I never want to go back to being broke. I never want to send my wife out to go work for another man's dreams because I'm not man enough to work for my own. And so what this opportunity has done is it's allowed me to do that. You know, a few weeks ago, I made more money in one day than I made in a month. A few years ago, I made more money in a month than I almost made in a year because of the habits, because I plug into the system. I remember last year around this time I drove to Charlotte, North Carolina, 16 hours because I didn't have the money to fly, really, and I drove out there. It was like, oh man, that's awesome. You drove? No, it wasn't awesome. I was broke. I was just getting into symmetry, just starting to get become a key leader, just starting to pay off some debts. I'd moved back in with my wife and my kids, and I was sitting in the room with all these managers, and Brandon Ellison said my name two or three times from the front, and you got people in there like Ashley Jones and Nate Alford and Brad Smith and Lynn Watkins, but Brandon said my name three times, and he always says this. He said, there's power when you say someone's name. But when he said my name, it meant something to me. It meant that I was a part of a company that the owners care about, not just about making money, but they care about changing lives. And the light flipped on for me. The light flipped on that I didn't just want to share this with one or two people. I share this with everyone I meet. I share this with, you know, what Derek Brock didn't tell you was when I was broke and wasn't living at home, I had to go to him because I went to my church and had to borrow money to keep my electricity on. My pastor told me no. He said, we've lent you money 3 months in a row. We can't do it anymore. He said, you don't need money. You need wisdom. And I was so mad at him. I wanted to punch him in the mouth. I was like, no, sucker, I need money. My electricity is going to get turned off. But because of the decisions I'd made, I was where I was at. And so when I left there, I went to two guys. One guy said he couldn't lend me the money, but the other guy was Derek Brock. And isn't it funny that the guy who lent me $300 to pay my electric bill to keep my lights on at my house, full circle, you come back a year and a half later, I brought him in this business because he watched me go from a nothing, from a nobody, to someone of somewhat significance. I'm still a baby. I'm a baby manager. I'm still a baby in this business. But what Symmetry has done is it allowed me to change my habits. It allows me to work on personal development. You know, I love saying this. We're a personal development company that sells insurance. But I get to work on me. I'm a better father. I'm a better husband. Isn't it funny that people look at this business? I did an interview with a guy the other day, and I almost get mad because this business has changed my life. That this guy wants to think about coming to work for Symmetry. I took it away from him. I said, well, maybe this is not for you. Because we want people here who are going to win. You see, Les Brown said a quote that Matt told me a few weeks ago. He said, most people don't have success in life because, he said, most people, it's not because they aim too high and miss, it's because they aim too low and they hit. And I'm just going to point, guys. Hello?
Did you get we can that? Hear you, Marlon. I'm not sure what that was.
I think Casey wants me to shut up, but I don't know if that's what that was. What, but I'm just, he's like, Marlon, enough. Here's the alarm. I'm just at a point now where this is where we're planting our flag, and we're inviting everyone we can. We're inviting good people. We're not aiming too low and hitting. We're aiming high and we're missing. And you guys ain't seen nothing yet. We've got guys like Derek Brock and the Deekmans and Chris Page, and I don't want to start naming names, but we're about to terrorize this thing because this is the best company. And we work for the best owners. And I have the best managers. And I want to be the best. And so I just appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak to you guys, not because I've done anything great or significant, because this has changed my life. And I hope it changes yours, too. So I appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to be on the call so much. Thank you so much. I'm always grateful.
We appreciate you, Marlon.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate you.
And what you're doing. I mean, and everyone who wins with Symmetry Guys, and especially the people that we have on this call, I think they all possess something that maybe they don't even know they possess. And it's something that I got taught a long time ago, and something that Brandon and Casey constantly teach, and they may teach me in a different way than I learned it, but it's urgency. Urgency, and I was always taught, urgency is a combination of your thoughts, feelings, and actual behaviors. What are the thoughts? And I was taught you got to focus on the opportunity you have at hand, right? Your feelings, you have to have a gut-level determination that I'm going to accomplish something now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, but now. And do whatever the cost is in order to win. And the behavior. And I was taught the behavior is the hyper alertness to what's going on around you, waking up each day with an attitude, I'm going to accomplish what I set out to do. And that's what Marlon's done. That's what Matt and Brad has done. That's what the Deekmans have done. And we could go down the entire list. And that's what all the leadership has done in Symmetry right now, guys. And turning your dreams into reality is going to require urgency. And that's all we got to say. We appreciate it for being on the call.
Great, great stuff, guys. You know, all of our calls, seems like I always get a text somewhere in the middle of the call from someone saying, great call. So all of our calls are great, but occasionally, and you know it's, or I walk into his and we kind of look at each other going, this thing better be recorded because This happened this time. I walked into Brand's office and we both looked at each other like, this is the call for that, especially for new people to hear, what you got, the success you guys are having and why you're having the success and the results you're getting and that it's possible. It's so important for people to hear that. And, I feel like we'll go down, in our archives as one of the top calls for people to for everyone in the company that joins our company to listen to. So thank you guys very much, all of you, for everything you do out there and for just being on the call today and opening up to everyone for everyone's benefit. Really appreciate it. So great timing, too. It's right at 2 o'clock. So, guys, we got a lot of great stuff going on. We got March Madness full swing. We got post-conference blitz in full swing. Go out there and, like Nate said, make a decision today. Let's go out and have a record-breaking week. If enough of you guys go out and have a record-breaking week, we'll have a record-breaking week as a company. And we haven't had one in a couple weeks, so let's do it. Thank you, guys.